Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So I live in a restored barn, and it has a tin roof, and last night it stormed, and when it rains really hard, I wake up, and I was up probably at 3 o'clock, and I haven't gone back to bed, and I'm tired, so I'm a little whiny, and I was debating on whether or not doing a teaching today. So this is not going to be that in-depth, but I just wanted to read a little bit. If you go to Proverbs, I think I've actually gone over this a little this week, but if you go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let my heart, let thine heart guard or keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." God's word is phenomenal, and when you start to apply it in your life, it causes effect. And here it says, if you keep or guard the commandments of the Lord, the Ten Commandments, it's going to be length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Now, Christ Jesus came and died for us and rose again in order that we can have this newness of life. But there are still truths, and this is one of those truths. Verse 3, "Let not loving kindness or grace or mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart, so shalt thou find good favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." When you bind loving kindness or mercy and truth around your neck and you write them on the table of your heart, you're going to find good favor with man and you're going to find good favor with God. It's just, again, it's a universal truth. Verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Trust or confide in the Lord with all thine heart. The things you think about, they make you you. So trust in your mind, trust in your heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways recognize or acknowledge him, and he shall absolutely rightly divide the path. When you recognize and acknowledge God in your direction, in your course of life, he will guide you, and he will guide you in good things. Verse 7, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear or have reverential awe of the Lord, and depart or shun evil. It shall be health or healing to thy navel," which is figurative for the whole body, "and marrow or moistening to thy bones." It shall be healing to the whole body when you have reverential awe towards God, and when you shun or you get away from doing evil things. And you know that. I mean, that's kind of, but I mean, sometimes these laws they're such a big thing, but really just don't lie, don't steal, don't covet. It doesn't make you unrighteous in God's eyes, because you are right and upright in God's eyes always. But when you do these things, it's going to be healing to your whole body. And it's good to remember that sometimes. Verse 9, "Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shalt thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." I don't go over this too often, but you are to tithe. You are to give the 10% of your earnings. And it's one of the things I condemned myself in the past of, when we were really poor, I didn't do this. And Christ talked about how the person that gives that doesn't have anything, that's really an incredible person who has a lot of faith. And I always kind of said, I give my time. God doesn't ask time. God asks money. You tithe 10%, but what happens is, and you tithe 10% right away, but what happens is your barns shall be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You're going to see an increase of an abundance. And it's a law and principle of God. If you're poor and you have a hard time paying your bills, start to tithe. Start to give 10% of your earnings. You wouldn't believe the change. I always have money. I cash money so that I always can give it right away. I put it in like a bowl, and in time of need, when people have need, that's when I give it to them. Or when God tells me to do something, that's when I give it. It's a blessing to give. But again, it's a law of God. give and ye shall receive. Finally, verse 11, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. You know, when you're going through it and you're getting corrected, enjoy those moments. Yes, I mean, just it's gonna happen. But God's doing it out of love and out of a loving place. Have reverential awe towards God. Put God first, and you'll see the benefit. Pray the big prayers today. Have a phenomenal weekend. Pray those big prayers. Pray to God. Always to God, never to Jesus Christ. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for the small things, the specific things in your life. Don't pray in repetition. Again, these are all biblical principles. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for the moments of my life and for everything that you give us. I ask that today is a good day, and I thank you for yesterday and getting us through everything that's going on. I pray that you just open the doors or close the doors concerning the new business, but also that you do the same thing with our business, that you show us how to continually become more profitable, and that the people that we work with, that they're blessed as well, and that it's a happy work environment and a beautiful work environment. I thank you again for your believers, that you just take care of them and show them that you love them and show them you're with them. And I thank you for each and every person in fellowship, that you just bless them and for a great day today. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.